Thomas E. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating a neurological progress report on patient William Cox, COX. It's William E. Cox, COX. Address is 23115 Kilkenny Lane, Red Bluff, California, 96080. Phone 530-527-4822. ID is XXX XXX 4856. Driver's license 80418221. Email address sharon.cox@hughes.net. Her phone number is 530-209-4686. Insurance is Medicare/Blue Shield of California, PERS. Is addressed to Dr. Shakyo, Lassen Medical Center, Red Bluff, California, 96080. With a carbon copy to the phone is 530-527-0414. Carbon copy, Dr. Abby, ABBY, Lassen Medical, Red Bluff, California, 96050. Carbon copy, Dr. Barbera, B-A-R-B-E-R-A, Shasta Cardiology, Redding, California. William Kenny's birth age is 85. New paragraph. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for recurrent seizures. The date of this report is 1/13/2026. History of Parietal Meningioma Resected 2004. Seizure activity manifest by right-handed tingling and speech difficulty. New paragraph, current medications, Keppra 750 milligrams BID. Diagnostic electroencephalogram completed with interpretation by Dr. Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Garnass, G-A-R-N-A-S-S-N-D. Subparagraph, the study showed breach rhythm, sharp appearing waves in the C3 derivation, with possibly some true spikes. No substantial epilepsy was demonstrated. New paragraph, initial neurological slash medical evaluation completed by Dr. A-R-J-A-N-A, capital S-H-A-K-Y-A-N-D, Sister Mary Columba Drive, Red Bluff, California. Diagnostic impression, seizure disorder, allergies, statin medications produced myalgias, Tylenol produced anxiety and palpitations. Current medications. Lacosamide 50 milligrams, BID. Mometasone, FUROATE, 1% ointment. Lacosamide 50 milligram tablets, BID. Hydralazine hydrochloride 25 milligram tablets. Carvedilol 25 milligram tablets. Carvedilol 25 milligram tablets. Metformin 1000 milligram tablets. BID. Carvedilol 6.25 milligram tablets. Losartan potassium 100 milligram tablets. One daily. Amlodipine bisalate 10 milligram tablets, one daily. Keppra 1000 milligram tablets, one twice a day. Lacosamide 150 milligram tablets, one BID. Lacosamide 50 milligram tablets, two tablets by mouth twice a day. Paragraph. current findings, this is vertically, diabetic polyneuropathy, essential hypertension, mixed hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular disease, seizure disorder, treatment with aspirin and Plavix, laboratory findings, this is vertically, ambulatory EEG, 5/28/2025, generalized spike and polyspike activity, 9 minutes in duration, consistent with electrographic seizures. Next paragraph, CT angiography of the head, 10/21/2024, absent posterior communicating arteries, mild chronic narrowing of the left vertebral artery origin, calcified plaque in the left common carotid artery, bulb, small area of encephalomalacia in the parietal lobe, old lacunar infarct in the right basal ganglia, in the right in external capsule, evidence for stable left parietal craniotomy. Vascular evaluation, dated 10/21/2024, findings prosthetic aortic valve, new with calcification of the aortic arch compatible with atherosclerosis. Current complaints, stiffness, ataxia, and tendency to fall forward. Medical history, adjustment of the anticonvulsant regimen, Keppra dosage to 1,000 milligrams BID, Vimpat 150 milligrams BID, September 29, 2025. Complaints of increased difficulty walking with stiffness, ataxia, and rhythmic extremity movements. Clinical examination suggests findings of underlying Parkinsonism. Readjustment of anticonvulsant medicine was associated with improvement in clinical symptoms. Additional medical history suggested risk factors for dysomnia with possible sleep apnea. Previous recommendations, continue current therapy, home sleep study for evaluation of snoring and risk factors for obstructive sleep apnea, recommended referral for DAT scan for Parkinson evaluation. New paragraph, CT imaging of the brain, completed on October 21, 2024. For symptoms of expressive aphasia, right hand numbness and coordination deficit. Found anterior, middle, and posterior cerebral arteries were patent. Vascular arteries were patent. Posterior communicating arteries were absent. Vertebral arteries were dominant and patent. There was moderate chronic narrowing of the left vertebral artery at its origin. The aortic arch was not enlarged. The right common carotid artery and internal and external carotid arteries were patent. The left common carotid bulb showed minimal calcified plaque. Left external and internal carotid arteries were patent. Chronic moderate narrowing of the origin of the left vertebral artery. No hemodynamically significant lesion otherwise was seen in the carotid vertebral or circle of Willis arteries. CT brain imaging, October 29, 2024. Completed with stroke protocol showed normal ventricles for size. No midline shift, no intracranial hemorrhage or large vessel infarction. An old lacunar infarct in the right basal. Ganglia and right external capsule showed no changes. Left parietal skull showed a craniotomy with no change. There was a small area of stable encephalomalacia deep to the craniotomy. Scalp was unremarkable. Visualized paranasal sinuses, middle ear cavities, and mastoid air cells normally aerated. No acute intracranial abnormalities were identified. The lacunar infarction in the right basal ganglia and right external capsule was old. There was a stable left parietal craniotomy, and the pons was stable. There was a cephalomalacia in the left parietal lobe. New paragraph. Laboratory findings. The A beta 42/40 and small p capital TAU 217 evaluation of the plasma showed low likelihood of Alzheimer's disease. The A beta 42/40 ratio showed intermediate likelihood of Alzheimer's positivity. The neurofilament light chain in the plasma was normal. The Quest Alzheimer's detect capital A small p o capital E isoform in the plasma showed values of E2/E3, a lower risk for Alzheimer's disease. The Keppra level was 17.7 within the low reference range. Lacosamide level 17.2, random glucose 107. Slightly elevated. BUN creatinine ratio 27 was high. Complete blood count showed elevated absolute monocytes and eosinophils. TSH was normal. B12 and folic acid levels were normal. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Mr. Cox presents with a history of parietal tumor resection. and findings consistent with recurrent epilepsy that is treated. New paragraph. Current recommendations. We are referring him with his history of risk factors for Alzheimer's disease for an amyloid PET CT imaging study. And a nuclear medicine DAT scan, brain SPECT, which was completed on January 9, 2026, showing evidence of striatal dopaminergic neurodegeneration, findings associated with Parkinson's disease. New paragraph, I will see him back for reevaluation with the results of his special imaging study in consideration for referral for treatment of Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report then.